views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. You're with me, myself, and I, Artie and Arthur. Sky couldn't make it today because she was feeling under the weather. So I am being the cavalier and carrying us through these next couple hours. If anybody wants to have a personal reading with me, or if you want to have an Artie party, or you wanted me to speak at an event, even with Sky, feel free to give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02 or check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com, or email me at ArtieHoffman@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to do a reading for you. I'm just as accurate over the phone as I am in person. Just give me a shot, and you'll see that the angels are going to speak loud and clear. And check out my testimonials. I'm very, very proud of my testimonials. And I have live video testimonials of people, and I'm very flattered by the beautiful thoughts that people have expressed about their experience with me, and as you would too. So it takes a little having an open mind. Now, before, what I was talking about as far as feeling stuck, a lot of people think they're stuck, but they're really not. It's a limited thought belief. It's a limited thought process, which allows you to stay remaining stuck. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. If you took a bunch of fruit flies, all right, little mosquitoes or moths or whatever, but fruit flies, you put them in a cup, all right? And we've all done this once before. You put them in a plastic cup, and you put, like, a clear cellophane over the cup, and you punch little holes in it, right, so they can breathe. Leave it there for, like, an hour or two, and then you remove the top. You remove the top from the cup, and all those fruit flies are going to stay in the cup, because for an hour or two, their minds are so limited, have such a limited thought process of thinking, that they will not leave the cup, because their minds have been trained to believe that whenever they got to a certain level within the cup, that they don't leave. They feel like that's all they can go. They feel like all they can go is high as the lip of the cup, and they don't even try to get out of the cup. They feel like they're stuck. Because their minds, their limited way of thinking, their minds are stuck. And unfortunately, a lot of people think the exact same way as a fruit fly. They feel, because they've been conditioned for so long, because they've been listening to a lot of bull crap that people have been feeding them garbage, that they're not beautiful, you're not capable, no one's going to want you, you're stupid, I can't believe you. All those people who say those negative things, that is them with their low self-esteem. Anybody who has any kind of self-esteem, anyone who is half of a person and a full person and a beautiful person, would never say that to another person, ever. You don't say that to somebody if they're down and out. But people who do try to knock down other people, you know, as far as, you know, putting your self-worth down, you say it day after day after day after day for weeks and months and years, you become like that fruit fly, and you feel like you're stuck, that you can't go anywhere. It's like, oh, no one's going to love me. And the funny thing is, a lot of people do hear a lot of compliments from a lot of other people, from their friends or their coworkers, and people have a hard time accepting beautiful comments from other people, because the comments that they wish they received from their loved ones, whether it be their parents or their partner in life, they don't get it. And so, therefore, the ones that they wanted from the most, they thought they should have gotten it from, they don't get it because they were always put down. So, therefore, they feel like they don't feel worthy. And it's a shame. And So therefore, they remain stuck for so many years because of their limited thought process. And it's a real shame because all it is, it's not reality. It's just reality in their thoughts. But realistically, you could have as much love, as much money, as much success as you want. You just have to be able to think outside the box, move outside the box, you know, put your thoughts on paper, break down all the challenges in your life, and you'll be able to pull through. You know, a lot of people look at their life as being so overwhelming that they feel like a deer in headlights where they can't even move, where it actually becomes like a depression and they have no willpower to move or to do anything. So what I suggest to all you people who are in that position is that when you have so many challenges in your life, you got to write it down on a piece of paper, each major topic in your life of where your challenges are. And then you break it down into little pieces and say, all right, this is what I need to do to get from step one to step two to step three until I accomplish that particular goal. But when you're trying to accomplish every single goal at the same time, it's almost impossible unless if you have a lot of help from a lot of people to be able to help you with all your goals. And if you're not fortunate enough to have that, then like I said, take all your problems and all your issues and break it down like one little battle at a time, one little challenge at a time, and then break it down piece by piece on what you need to do to get things accomplished. And write down your thoughts, all right, write down your advice as if you're giving it to somebody else. Somebody else is in your exact same position, all right, and they're really hurt and they're really stuck. And so pretend that you're giving advice to somebody else and say, well, what would you do to get me out of this situation? Or what should I do so that I could overcome this so I can get that? All right? Make like you're giving advice to somebody else and then take your own advice. You know, so many people have a habit of always being a martyr and giving advice to other people, but they don't take the advice that they give. They can't walk their talk. And I strive that I walk my talk. And, you know, and some people might look at me like I'm cocky, and that's totally not my angle. If I'm cocky, I'm strictly just joking around, you know, because sometimes I do act cocky, but I'm just being playful. But that's only with people who know me. But when I'm talking to the general public, you know, it's a confidence level. It's a confidence. There's a difference between confidence and cocky. You know, when you're confident, that means you have confidence in yourself. You feel good about yourself, and I could do this, and I could do that, and I feel confident in my abilities. You know, and I don't feel like I'm better than anybody else because I'm not. I'm not better than anybody else. You know, everyone else is just as good as I am. It's just that I project myself, you know, maybe a little better than how other people project themselves, or my point of view in life, or my enthusiasm for life, being optimistic instead of pessimistic. So, you know, like I said, so that's the difference between confidence, being confident. And then when you're cocky, you think you're the best thing ever, and that you're the best, and that nobody's better than you, that you're better than everybody else. That's okay if you're in competition. As far as in sports, that's the only time I could see where you need to be cocky, because it becomes a mind game where you're putting upon your opponent. So you gotta make them believe that you're the better guy, and it's like sometimes it's a mind game. And if you play a really good mind game, you could outwit somebody and beat them. Because you wanna know something, it's not the person who's the strongest. It's not the person who's the fastest who wins the competition. It's the person with the biggest heart. They're the ones who are the winners, the person with the biggest heart. And if you believe in yourself strong enough, all right, you're going to accomplish your goals regardless. Regardless, you're going to accomplish your goals. And you might not make it the first go-around, or you might be beaten down. But you want to know something? If you have a determination and a passion for what it is that you do, you're not going to allow anyone or anything to stop you until you accomplish your goals. And when you put your prayers out there to God or to the angels to give you the assistance or to give you the strength, you're going to be able to get through your challenges. And that's what it's going to take for you to, you know, accomplish your goals. So, you know, just, you can't give up. You just cannot give up. And if you do, well, then, you know, that's your choice and that's your free will. You know, and a lot of people, you know, might get angry at God because they feel like, oh, God, you know, this is the hand that I was dealt with and, you know, and everything stinks and, you know, nothing's going my way. I got news for you. Everything you have in life right now, everything that's going on in your life right now, you've created. You have manifested in your life, whether it be emotionally, partner-wise, financially, kids, job, you name it, everything you got going in life, all your actions created everything you have going on right now. And you just need to be responsible for everything that you've created. And so what happens is that a lot of people don't want to be responsible. They don't like what has happened. They don't like their choices, the outcome of their choices. So therefore, they turn to drugs. They turn to addictions, anything to personally make them feel good in the moment. And they end up, you know, doing the wrong thing. But the great thing about this is that you're allowed to throw in your card and you're allowed to make a whole new set of choices so that you can better your life. You don't have to keep on living the same old, same old, same old. And as I've said many times before, how can you expect better or different results of anything if you're always playing the same game plan? It just does not make sense at all. So with that, if anybody wants to call in, all right, we're going to go to a commercial break. If anybody wants to call in, please feel free, and I promise you I'll take your calls. I'm going to make your calls the first priority. I'm not going to put you off, and because I had a few callers, and they hung up, but I was going to get back to them, but unfortunately they couldn't wait. So it's 1-800-930-2819. So stick around, everybody, because I, Artie Hoffman, I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Reservation, don't be slow.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WPLQ.
I really want to know you. Really.
Okay, but how come I... All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Arthur and Mr. Hoffman, and we're all together. And now we're going to change the energy a little bit and make it a little more exciting, a little more fun. And I was serious for like the first hour, 15 minutes, and now we're going to tell you a few funny situations and funny jokes. And it was funny, well, it's always funny and in Artie's world. And now we're going to make it funnier. So my Uncle Bob, very funny guy. He says, wherever there's a will, there's a relative. And, you know, I got a birthday card one time for my brother. It was really funny. It said, and on the front of the card, it said, here's a spiritual message for you for your birthday. And on the front of the card, it said, you should forget about the past. There's nothing you could do about it. Accept it for what it is and allow yourself to move on. And you shouldn't worry about the future. Don't worry about the things that haven't happened yet. It could be whatever you want it to be. And then you open up the card, and it said, and you should forget about the present because I didn't get you one. So, what do you call it when someone hasn't had sex for a while? Delayed. There you go. And here's another one for you. So, being that I'm Jewish, I'm allowed to tell some Jewish jokes. The reason why Jewish men are circumcised, because it's a known fact that no Jewish woman will take anything if there's not at least 20% off. That's a good one. The reason why Jewish women like wonton soup, because when you spell wonton backwards, it spells not now. Oh, my God. Let's see, what is the other one that I got here? Oh, this was really funny. You know, now, for myself, I always tell people that, you know, if you want me to connect to your deceased loved ones, I always tell people, you know, bring a picture of that person. And, you know, when I look into the eyes of the picture, you know, they communicate into my thoughts and I deliver messages. I don't always need a picture, but that's how I do it. Well, one time I said to, I can't believe I did this. I said to, it makes me laugh just thinking about it. I said to one of my clients, I'm talking to her on the phone and she wanted to meet me in person. So I was telling her, I meant to tell her to bring a picture. I meant to tell her to bring a picture of your loved one, you know, who passed away. And when I look into the eyes, I'll communicate to them. And instead I said, oh God, I said, bring me their phone number and I'll give them a call and I'll communicate to them. Oh my God. I couldn't believe I said that. I meant to say, bring me their picture. And instead I said, bring me their phone number and I'll communicate to them. Oh crap. That was so funny. See that? I even make myself laugh. It's a known fact, everybody. I am my best audience, but that is definitely one of the funnier ones. So check this out. So this flower shop guy, and he hires a new delivery boy. All right, it's a flower shop owner, and he hires a new delivery boy. And he's Spanish. He's Mexican, and he only knows so much English. His English isn't the best. He understands just enough to get by. And so what happened was he hires this Spanish boy, and he goes on his first two deliveries, and one was to be to a homeowner, and the other one was to be to a funeral parlor. And what ended up happening is that, you know, the delivery boy comes back, and the owner said, Fernando, listen, you made the wrong deliveries. And he goes, what are you talking about? He says, yeah, you switched the flowers and you got to go back and, you know, you got to put them to where they belong. You switched it to the wrong place. He goes, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, what's wrong with the flowers? Like, what difference does it make? He says, because the flowers that belonged to the funeral parlor you brought to the new homeowner, and it said, you know, rest in peace. And that's what you left at with the new homeowner. He says, that wasn't the worst of it. He says, the flowers that you put at the head of the casket that belonged to the new homeowner, it said, good luck in your new location. Wow, that was a major screw up right there. Oh my God. So I also heard that Stop and Shop and A&P, they're going to be merging as one company. They're going to call it Stop and Pee. Okay. So the cotton fabric said to the silk fabric, the sewing machine told me a joke that had me in stitches. Oh, my gosh. And I'm not even drinking. And I'm laughing at my own jokes here. You know, this is funny. This is good stuff. So the Polish fella, he won the gold medal. He was so happy he went out and had it bronzed. So, and the hits just keep on coming. So let's see, what else do I got? Oh, so this is, wait, let me see how much time I have. I don't want to go over. Oh, I have another minute. All right, I might be able to get this one out really quick. So this priest is watching a little boy trying to ring a doorbell, all right? And the boy, and it's a Sunday morning, so the priest is walking around the block, you know, to air out his brain. It's a beautiful sunny day on a Sunday. And before he started speaking, you know, doing his sermons and stuff, he decided to go for a walk. So he sees this little boy and from a distance. And this little boy is jumping up and jumping up and jumping up one early Sunday morning. He's trying to ring the doorbell. And so the priest is standing behind him, behind a white picket fence, watching him from a distance. And he's rooting him on, you know, within his heart and his mind. He says, you know, go for it. Do it. Do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. So after a few minutes, the boy still couldn't reach the doorbell. And so the priest decided to open up the gate, and he walks up the steps. And he leans over to the little boy. He leans over the little boy, and he rings the doorbell for the little boy. And he looks down at him with, you know, beautiful eyes, and he says, and so what should we do now, my son? And so the little boy looked up at him, and he goes, now we run like hell, father. And there's your little joke. So it was cute. So any case, all right, everyone, stick around, and I will be right back. Artie and Arthur, we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. you will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back, everybody. Here with Artie Hoffman, and unfortunately, Sky is not able to be with us today because she was under the weather, and so therefore, I am carrying the torch for the both of us, and it is what it is. I've got to make the best of the situation. I'm not going to complain about it. It is what it is, and you know, she waited to the very last moment to see if she could make it, and unfortunately, she couldn't make it, so... That's all right, you know. Hopefully, we call upon our angels to give her the strength to get better and to make things right. And let's see. I wanted to, talk about the topic of that you can never escape from karma. No one ever gets away with anything. And you might even think that the people who have caused you the most damage in life. Or the people who have, who have stolen, killed, embezzled, cheated, all that. You never escape from the karma of life. You know, the saying of karma is, what goes around comes around. And that's 100% true. And you might look at somebody who seems like they have everything going for themselves. But if you look behind the scenes, and saw the quality of their life and the way they live, it's not always just about the material world that, you know, they were able to manifest whatever they have. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, who you think got away with something, the quality of their life with their health might be horrendous. Their relationship with their family could be really bad. You know, business behind the scenes could be bad. You know, things that they've done in their past always haunts them. It's just everything has a way of coming around. And it also works on the flip side when people are doing like really good deeds. And I 100% believe that when you put out good, you might not always see instant results, but God and the angels will be there to make sure that you don't fall, that you will have the support that you need, whether it be emotionally or financially. You know, one of the biggest mistakes that people make is that they have a really hard time allowing themselves not to receive. They're so good at giving that they don't allow themselves to receive from the public. And you're always trying to out-nice them by saying, no, thank you, no, thank you. And you're really not making things any easier for yourself. And what happens is that when you say no thank you to everybody, even when you need it, a lot of people will ask for money or food or clothes or this or that or whatever it may be, or a ride, and people will offer to you and say, no, that's okay, no, I'm all right. And they allow their pride to get in the way where they're okay. And so therefore what happens is that you're conditioning everybody around you where you see that when the time comes and you really need them, they won't be around for you. And so picture this. Let's say that I come to your house and you want to make me feel comfortable at your house or apartment, wherever it is, cardboard box, whatever it is. And you said, hey, Arvie, you know, can I get you some hot chocolate? No, thank you. Hey, can I make you a sandwich? No, thank you. How about dessert? I just made this awesome cheesecake and hot apple pie. What would you like? No, thanks. I'm good. And I kept on denying everything that you were trying to offer me. How would that make you feel as the person who wants to give to me? And what do you think you're doing to everybody else that when they offer you something and you're always saying no, thank you, you're taking away the gift of giving of that good feel, you know? And so allow yourself to receive. Now, there are times where when I'm doing parties and when I am leaving my car to go into the person's house, I usually carry like 4 or 5 bags with me because I got different stuff that I like to bring with me in regards to, you know, as far as so I could do my party. So I'll give you an example. So this wonderful lady comes outside the door, all right? I won't even mention her name, but she comes outside the door, all happy. She's seeing me that I'm here and the psychic party is about to begin. And she yells out to me. She goes, Artie, she goes, can I give you any help? And I said, sure, absolutely, thank you. Now, I've carried these bags umpteen million times by myself. But because she was so gracious and so excited of wanting to be a part of my life in that moment or to help me out, I allowed it to happen. And I didn't say, no, that's okay, I got it. But you want to know something? When she got, and she was a lot smaller than I was, and when she came to me where my car was, she picked up all the bags. It's like, whoa. Well, you'd have to take all the bags. Give me some of them, you know. So I took like 2 or 3, and she took the others. You know, and we walked in the house, but it made her feel good. And, you know, when I leave a party, you know, a lot of times where there's usually a lot of food left over, you know, or food and drinks left over. So a lot of times people will offer me like a care package for the trip or for the road. And even if I'm not hungry, if they offer it to me, I'm going to take it. And because I might have it later. And if I don't eat it, my roommates will eat it, you know, or drink it later. So it never goes to waste. But do I need it in the moment? No, I don't need it in the moment. Trust me, I'm very self-sufficient in many ways. But I've learned, and it took me a little while to get with the program, but I've learned that whenever anybody wants to offer me anything, and if I could somehow benefit from it, I'll take it. And I don't feel guilty about it. So, you know, don't feel guilty about receiving. This is one of God's blessings. It's not necessarily through
the direct angels or through God himself, but it is through God because God helped create this. But other people are like earth angels who want to help you out. So open your arms, allow yourself to receive, and stop playing yourself as a victim that you don't have enough. And don't give away so much of yourself where you leave yourself depleted, where you give everything to everybody. You'll move mountains for other people, but when it comes to yourself, you get to be so practical. Cut the crap and allow yourself to receive. So stick around, everybody. I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where...
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all. Darling, stay with me.
can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me.
Welcome back, everybody, and now we have a caller coming in, and her name is Debbie from New Jersey. How you doing, Deb?
Good, Artie. How are you?
I'm doing very good. I'm alive, and I'm feeling great, and today was a good day, and actually, I had a great few days. So, what can I do you for, Deb?
Just was wondering if anybody was coming through or, you know, somehow or other you could read me.
Okay, hold on just a second, and I am going to get in that zone. Deb, who's the one who had problems with their, or they were big into shoes, or they had problems with walking? I'm going right to the feet. Is this the one that passed away?
No, it could be my mother.
It was your mother who passed away? Who's the one who has all the problems with the feet? That's your mother?
Yeah, sometimes with my mother and all, yep. She had her toes, she had her toes done and everything.
Okay, because what I'm getting is there's something, she needs to go to the podiatrist, and she needs, because her bones are, need to be readjusted. Her bone structure in her feet is where the problem is in regards to her walking. There's also arthritic situations going on also. And I feel like that the doctor could cleanse things out on her bones to make things much, much easier and better for her, because I feel like she's in too much pain when she walks.
Oh, okay. Actually, that could be my sister, because she's having heel problems. Now that you said that.
Well, anyway, as soon as I heard your voice, I started going right to the feet. So it's definitely one of the two ladies in your life, one of the two girls in your life, whether it be your mother-in-law or whether it be your sister, but one of them definitely has. Does your sister have blonde hair?
Blonde hair, no. My sister-in-law does.
Your sister-in-law does. Okay. Yeah, this might have to do with your sister, though. The one with the bad feet. But like I said, there's some arthritic situations going on, and the bone needs to be shaved down somewhat. Otherwise, she's going to constantly be having foot pains and problems with that.
What kind of a doctor should she see for that?
I'm sorry?
A podiatrist? A podiatrist, you
say? Yes, yeah, definitely needs to see a podiatrist, yes.
Okay.
Because if she puts it off, it's only going to get worse. And I see her toes actually starting to be affected also, because her walk in a step is going to change, and it's going to affect her toes, which is going to give more problems. So the faster she gets it done, the easier it's going to be. And for some reason, I feel like during the summertime is going to be the best time for her to get this done. Just the timing of her life and the way everything is going, I would say by the summertime is the best time.
Yep, you're right, because she works in a school, so she's off for the summer.
Right, okay, so that's it. But during that time, she definitely needs to get it taken care of. Otherwise, if she denies it, it's going to be a major problem for her, and there's no reason for her to go through that. And
like I said. So if she actually, and what I'm being told by the angels, if she soaked her feet in Epsom salt, all right, first of all, I would tell her to soak her feet in very warm water, like warm almost to hot water with the Dead Sea salt, all right, using sea salt and putting it in there and letting her soak her feet in hot to warm water for about 10, 15 minutes. And then after that, drain it and then soak it again with warm to hot water with Epsom salt, or baking powder in there. And you're going to see she's going to feel a tremendous amount of relief. It's not, I don't know if it's going to be a full cure, but it's going to take away a lot of the inflammation and the pain that's going on in her feet.
Okay, so you said first you should soak it with sea salt?
With sea salt, and then with baking powder.
Okay, baking powder. Okay, I'm writing it down. Okay, for feet. Okay.
All right, but she has to drain the first set of water down to the drain and then refill it with fresh water, with hot, warm to hot water, and then she's going to notice a huge difference once she does that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm writing. Yeah, I'm writing.
And then tell her to take. And then tell her to take two aspirins and call me in the morning.
How's Sky doing? Is Sky with you?
Yes. Unfortunately, Sky's not with me today. She's very much so under the weather, and she waited to the last moment to see if she could pull through, and she just was not able to. So I ended up doing today's show solo. But you know, I made it through. We're almost towards the end. And it's all good. It's all good. Did you already set out a trip to go to Florida or to the islands? Because I see you going there this year.
Florida?
It's either Florida or you're going way south. I see you taking a trip way south. So I don't know if it's Florida or to the island. But was this trip planned up already?
No, I haven't planned anything yet. But the
opportunity is strongly going to present itself to you. And it's going to be towards the end of the summer, beginning of fall is when I believe this will probably happen.
Okay.
All right. Also, I don't know why, but I feel like that. Have you been having, has your head been bothering you, or have you been having sinus problems?
Yes.
Okay, take inflammatory. All right, take like what's an inflammatory? Some kind of aspirin. I think it starts with an M or not. Is Advil an inflammatory? You want to take an inflammatory? I think they're usually orange in color.
Which one is orange in color?
Is
Advil an inflammatory?
I think so. So you want to take an Advil, and that's going to help you with your head, with your headache, because there's some inflammation going on with your sinuses, which is then affecting your head.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of headaches and all.
All right, well, that's why.
Okay.
Also, let me see what else. I see you're going to be visiting somebody soon in a home who's in a wheelchair. And your presence is going to make a big difference. You know what? And I'm going to tell you, and I'm telling everyone who's listening, when you're going to visit somebody in the hospital or you're going to visit them at a convalescent home or whatever, bring your energy up so you could bring their energy up. If they're feeling bad or down or sad, don't go down to their level and say, oh, I'm so sorry, or oh, you must feel bad. You want to bring, the reason for you visiting them is to bring their energy level up. So don't allow their sadness or their heartaches to bring you down. But instead, your visit, you want to bring their energy up and make your visit as pleasant as possible.
Okay.
All right.
I lost my aunt 2 months ago. So that's why I was just wondering if maybe there was a chance that she would come through or something.
You want to know something?
And mark my words on this, you're going to be finding paper money on the ground, and that's going to be her hello to you.
Oh, okay.
You're going to find like a $5 bill, a $10 bill, hopefully a Benjamin, but I don't think it's going to be that high. But it'll be anywhere from a $5 to a $20 bill you're going to find on the ground, and that you could just say hello to her. That's going to be her little gift to you. Did she have like an eccentric personality?
She was very active.
I see her with a very outgoing, eccentric kind of personality.
Yeah, she didn't stop. Yep. She loved when she had company. We used to go there for Sunday dinner, and she was always on the go. I mean, she sat
cool.
down.
Well, listen, unfortunately, right now I have to wrap up, and I want to thank you for staying on the line with me. Thank you for calling in. All right, everybody, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with lots of health, happiness, love, and prosperity, and always have blind faith and unconditional love. And until next week, everybody, God bless you.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.